Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5. Oh. Wave FM's Lockdown Life Coach.
Yeah, Alison Earle is our Lockdown Life Coach and she is world-renowned. She's right here in the Illawarra and joins us again today.
Alison, it's been brilliant, absolutely. I've got to say, personally, from my kids' point of view, the things that you've told us so far, the Harvard Top 5, the power of positive emotions, wonderment, already that has started to have an effect in the family life, which is a really important thing. I think we forget sometimes that everybody has their own personal struggles. They're all kind of going through their own little journeys, and these sort of little things kind of take us out of those personal journeys and do it as a group and help us work together. Now, what is this 2-minute technique you've got?
So guys, the wake up call is the simple things are easy to do, but they're also easy not to do. What I want is to not have people judge themselves and get into a place where they say, oh no, I'm not doing the things that I'm supposed to do. They're so simple. And then they end up not doing anything. Instead, what I want to give you guys today is things that you can do in 2 minutes or less that actually make a meaningful difference. They impact your mindset, your body's physiology. It's a bit of a formula. You do a 2-minute thing, do it 5 times a day, and that's 10 minutes that could transform your life and how you feel and your body and all of that stuff. Here I go. I've got 5 for you. 5 mm-hmm. 2-minute things that you could try.
All right. Here we go.
So the first thing is just taking a walk in a green space. Whether trees around you or, you know, whatever is great, or looking at water. Research in Stanford shows that it'll bring your heart rate down faster. It reduces depression and anxiety. Now, I told you could do this in 2 minutes or less. Not everyone has a beautiful green space they can go walking through. So the best part is looking at a picture of greenery does exactly the same thing. And you will get all the benefits of reducing your heart rate,
wow,
reducing depression and anxieties. Better still, do that with some breathing. You're breathing anyway. So I'm not going to tell you you've got to meditate for 20 minutes, but instead, just extend your exhale. So you're in for 4, out for 6. And what this will do is it'll shift your body from the sympathetic nervous system, which is all about fight, flight, drive. And it turns on the parasympathetic nervous system, which is all about relax, receive, rest and digest.
Alison, you've got us all just breathing deeply there. I see all of us on our Zoom, all of us breathing.
Power posing, the way you stand or sit impacts the sort of hormones that are being released. So classic Superman or Wonder Woman or your victory pose. We saw a lot of that in the Olympics where people throwing their arms up in the air. Holding a pose like that for 2 minutes will increase testosterone and decrease cortisol. I told you about laughter when we did the beautiful glow method. But smiling is so good for you. When we smile, it lowers our heart rates and stress levels. It sends endorphins down our spinal cord that does have pain-relieving capabilities, even when forced to smile through a stressful task. Again, you don't need to mean it. You're just smiling, and it just does all this stuff for us naturally. Just so good for you, and it's so easy. And even if you don't mean it at all, you can be one of these.
Nice.
Just smile. And as I said, laughter is like smiling, on a whole new level. So do the laughing and smiling. And then, you know what, you're listening to the radio. Music is a beautiful way to shift your state. When you listen to music you enjoy, your body releases dopamine and it activates your brain. So that's a really good thing. Relaxing music will release melatonin and help you get ready for sleep. And, you know, it's maybe not the time for heavy metal and really abrasive music, which can activate your amygdala and release adrenaline into your body. So, again, a simple song can shift your state. And I'm sure everyone feels that when they put the radio on and hear a song they love, their body just gets pumped full of good energy and good hormones.
I've got to say, look, Mama Jude, my mom, Damien is definitely her happy place. The endorphins are out when she's got him on upstairs. You can hear the feet moving around the house.
But I do have a bit of a soft spot for you, Damien. So there we go. That might be my feel-good songs.
Good taste.
Look, Alison, wonderful to catch up. And once again, for anybody who is struggling during lockdown, there's a couple of really easy solutions. If you missed out on any of the chats we've had with Alison, just head along to our Facebook page right now, Wave FM 96.5. Alison Earle, amazing to catch up with you, and thanks so much for your time. Good luck with the bub on the way very soon.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yes. I'll need all of these tools myself as I'm dealing with my sleepless nights, I'm sure. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, there we go. Alison Earle, our lockdown life coach. And for all the details and to see more of the videos, Wave FM's Facebook page, Wave FM 96.5.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
With graffiti. All right. Graffiti.
I don't like it.
All right. There's been a graffiti incident in our house.
What? In the house?
In the house.
Oh.
What do you think about that? Okay.
I haven't even told you yet. I haven't even told you
yet. This is not. Look. I don't know.
I've outed him.
You've outed Jagger there. You've named Jagger, one of my kids, Jagger.
Yeah.
I don't know who did this.
Oh, dear.
I don't know who did it. Look.
Oh, Eileen.
It might have been Eileen.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened? I got home from work yesterday. Yeah. I was merrily just doing my thing, sat down at the table, and I was in a bit of a daze. I was a little bit tired, and then something caught my eye. All right? Faces. All right? Eyes, nose, hair of varying different degrees. All right? Drawn on to a bunch of bananas. All right? All right? So... All right, so there's a bunch...
That is 100% Jagger. That is his sense of humour.
There's a bunch of seven bananas, like they're in a bunch.
Yeah.
And at the ends of them, the pointy end of the bananas, pictures have been drawn, okay, of faces, all right?
Oh, that's too funny.
And some of them quite good. Some of them.
So you took offence to this, that somebody graffitied your bananas?
Well, I thought it was an issue because I looked over and also there was a couple of oranges that also had drawings on them.
He's gone next level.
All right, he's gone. And I said to Eileen, I said, shit, what's going on? This is...
Yeah.
Someone's graffitied the fruit. Someone's gone rogue in this house.
Yeah, yeah.
And she did remind me that... I doodle from time to time, okay? I if I'm sitting having a conversation, if there's a pen nearby and a piece of paper, I will draw
you
a little doodle.
You do it constantly. You do it all the time.
It's just one of those things. And only a couple of days prior to that, I had a pen and I was chatting to Eileen at the time and I drew a face on a banana.
Right.
But it was just one.
On a banana?
Just on the end of a banana. You know, just the pointy end. I drew eyes, a bit of hair and a nose on the banana. It's on the outside of the skin. It's not peeled.
No, it's not on the banana itself. The banana skin, I know.
I didn't know anyone would see it, you know. And I'm saying to Eileen, I said, look, clearly someone's graffitiing all the fruit. And she reminded me that I started.
Graffiti. Yeah, you can't call it graffiti when you're the instigator of the graffiti.
Well, no one saw my one. Well, I didn't think anyone saw
it. Eileen saw it.
Oh, are you implying that Eileen has done the graffiti?
No. I'm implying that Eileen's listening, saw the graffiti right, and knows that you've done it. So you've not only done it to one banana, I reckon that Eileen would put you down as being the bloke who's done it for everything else. And then...
I put my hand up. I did one banana, right? That's all I did. I did one banana. Eight bananas have now been graffitied. There's faces now drawn on eight bananas.
And don't forget the oranges.
And don't forget the oranges. All right. I'm worried, you know, what next level? Pineapple. What's going to happen to the pineapple?
Well, I've got some advice for Kiki as well. You know how the other day we were talking about her using your phone for the face app?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think that they should go next level. Oh. Whilst Dad's sleeping, just draw a little face on Dad's phone.
Oh, graffiti Dad. Oh, jeez.
How good would that be?
I don't think that's necessary.
I want to see a face on Dad's head tomorrow when I see him at work.
I don't think that's necessary. If the kids are listening right now, don't listen to Uncle Straney.
Uncle Straney's always got the best advice.
Gee, you didn't solve that problem at all. You just made matters worse.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5. Oh. Wave FM's Lockdown Life Coach.
Yeah, Alison Earle is our lockdown life coach and she is world renowned. She's right here in Illawarra and joins us again today.
Alison, it's been brilliant, absolutely. You know, I've got to say personally, from my kids' point of view, the things that you've told us so far, the Harvard Top 5, the power of positive emotions, wonderment, already that has started to have an effect in the family life, which is a really important thing. I think we forget sometimes that everybody has their own personal struggles. They're all kind of going through their own little journeys and these sort of little things kind of take us out of those personal journeys and do it as a group and help us work together. Now, what is this 2-minute technique you've got?
So guys, the wake up call is the simple things are easy to do, but they're also easy not to do. What I want is to not have people judge themselves and get into a place where they say, oh, no, I'm not doing the things that I'm supposed to do. They're so simple. And then they end up not doing anything. Instead, what I want to give you guys today is things that you can do in 2 minutes or less that actually make a meaningful difference. They impact your mindset, your body's physiology. It's a bit of a formula. You do a 2 minute thing, do it 5 times a day, and that's 10 minutes that could transform your life and your how you feel and your body and all of that stuff. Here I go. I've got five for you, five 2 minute things that you could try.
All right. Here we go.
So the first thing is just taking a walk in a green space, like so whether it's trees around you or, you know, whatever is great, or looking at water. Research in Stanford shows that it'll bring your heart rate down faster. It reduces depression and anxiety. Now, I told you could do this in 2 minutes or less. Not everyone has a beautiful green space they can go walking through. So the best part is looking at a picture of greenery does exactly the same thing. And you will get all the benefits of reducing your heart rate,
wow,
reducing depression and anxieties. Better still, do that with some breathing. You're breathing anyway. So I'm not going to tell you you've got to meditate for 20 minutes, but instead, just extend your exhale. So you're in for 4, out for 6. And what this will do is it'll shift your body from the sympathetic nervous system, which is all about fight, flight, drive. And it shifts, it turns on the parasympathetic nervous system, which is all about relax, receive, rest and digest.
Alison, you've got us all just breathing deeply there. I see all of us on our Zoom, all of us breathing.
Power posing, the way you stand or sit impacts the sort of hormones that are being released. So classic Superman or Wonder Woman or your victory pose. We saw a lot of that in the Olympics where people throwing their arms up in the air. Holding a pose like that for 2 minutes will increase testosterone and decrease cortisol. I told you about laughter when we did the beautiful glow method. But smiling is so good for you. When we smile, it lowers our heart rates and stress levels. It sends endorphins down our spinal cord that does have pain-relieving capabilities, even when forced to smile through a stressful task. Again, you don't need to mean it. You're just smiling, and it just does all this stuff for us naturally. Just so good for you, and it's so easy. And even if you don't mean it at all, you can be one of these.
Nice.
Just smile. And as I said, laughter is like smiling, you know, on a whole new level. So do the laughing and smiling. And then, you know what, you're listening to the radio, music is a beautiful way to shift your state. When you listen to music you enjoy, your body releases dopamine and it activates your brain, so that's a really good thing. Relaxing music will release melatonin and help you get ready for sleep. And, you know, it's maybe not the time for heavy metal and really abrasive music, which can activate your amygdala and release adrenaline into your body. So, again, a simple song can shift your state. And I'm sure everyone feels that when they put the radio on and hear a song they love, their body just gets pumped full of good energy and good hormones.
I've got to say, look, Mama Jude, my mum, Damien is definitely her happy place. The endorphins are out when she's got him on upstairs. You can hear the feet moving around the house.
But I do have a bit of a soft spot for you, Damien. So there we go. That might be my
feel-good
songs.
Oh, you got good taste.
Oh, look, Alison, wonderful to catch up. And once again, for anybody who is struggling during lockdown, there's a couple of really easy solutions. If you missed out on any of the chats we've had with Alison, just head along to our Facebook page right now, WaveFM 96.5. Alison Earl, amazing to catch up with you, and thanks so much for your time. Good luck with the bub on the way very soon.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yes. I'll need all of these tools myself as I'm dealing with my sleepless nights, I'm sure. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, there we go. Alison Earl, our lockdown life coach. And for all the details and to see more of the videos, Wave FM's Facebook page, Wave FM 96.5.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5. Wave FM's Jade and Straney, now with Damien Leaf.
Worldwide. Weird.
All right, you know I like a couple of weird stories. I found a few on the internet. What about this one? Pope Francis, the Pope, he's just given away 15,000 ice creams to prison inmates during a heat wave in Italy caused by Lucifer. Oh, yes.
It's caused by the sun, mate.
I don't think he referred to it as that. He had the sense to not actually use that term, but I think some of the prison inmates did say Lucifer brought it on in the Pope.
You better give us some ice blocks then.
They gave them 15,000 ice creams to ease the pressure. It's a nice gesture, isn't it? 15,000. So the Pope must be sitting there, okay, I've got a lot of things to deal with today, but wait a minute. What did we do with that leftover ice cream? Yeah.
What did we do with all that cash that we had? Remember all that cash was just sitting there? Remember how I was bathing in cash? Well, maybe we should buy some ice cream.
Buy some ice creams. Buy 15,000. Go on, 15,000. That'll do.
Yeah, I mean, those homeless people. Whatever. Go on. Get into the prisoners.
That'll do the trick. All right, what about this guy? This guy, after making a name all over the internet because he's regarded as, the dad who really failed. All right, we've all been in this situation.
Yeah. What happened?
All right, his wife was giving birth.
Yeah.
She was in the hospital.
Yeah.
He decided he needed some McDonald's. But it was all right. He went off. He left the hospital. Mm-hmm. So she's in labor, but nothing's happening really.
Sure, sure.
So he goes off. He gets some McDonald's. Comes back. Turns out she needs a cesarean. So what he did was he eats some McDonald's in front of her because she can't actually eat. All right, because of the cesarean. She's starved.
Front of her.
She's been there for hours. He eats a McDonald's in front of her. Oh, munchy, munchy, munch. She gets taken off to do the cesarean. He goes to the waiting room, falls asleep, misses the entire birth.
Oh, no.
He was in a food coma from all the McDonald's. And bada boom, bada bing. So he takes out the award for, I suppose, Dad
idiot
of the Year.
Idiot of the Week.
Oh, you've got Idiot of the Year. I've got Dad of the Year. All right, so we flipped it around. Last weird story for you, and I reckon this is the weirdest one. Researchers over in England are now trying to toilet train cows. Okay?
Oh, God.
No, this is a real thing. Okay, it's called Moo Loo. All right? Moo Loo.
Yeah, we get the concept.
Okay, that's just in case. All right, so when cows go to the toilet, what they do is their urine and their feces combine to create ammonium gas. And the ammonium gas affects the ozone. So what they're doing now is they've got latrines. Oh. All right? And they're giving the cows treats every time they go to they make their way in and go to the toilet. This is the dumbest story you've ever given us. This is 100% real.
There's
video footage of cows going to the toilet.
God.
All right, pulling down the toilet seat after they're finished. The bulls go in and they leave the toilet seat up.
Yeah. The bulls go in and it's just all over the place. Please, the ladies get the chance, the gals get the chance to sit down for a bit.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Straney, would you class yourself as the sort of guy that takes one for the team? Are you that guy?
Nah.
So there's no I in team?
Nah.
Yeah, you're that guy.
Yeah, I'm that guy. It depends on what it is. I mean,
there's only me in
when
team.
When people ask you for favours, it's hard sometimes because you go, I'm not doing that.
Okay, but
I'm not doing that for you.
There's different elements, okay? I'm talking about family, okay?
If it's family, I'll take one for the team.
You take one for the team, no matter what?
100%.
Would you do that? No, okay, you would do this, but I could flip it around to suit you, but okay.
Oh, really?
You know I'm not a big vegetable eater sort of guy. I don't like the certain textures I don't like.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
You know, mushrooms, I've never been able to eat mushrooms at all. The texture of a mushroom, I just can't.
I understand, though.
I love a mushroom soup. If it's all completely grinded down.
The most weird thing I've ever heard. You don't like mushrooms, but you'll eat mushroom
it's
soup.
Texture.
It's like saying I love broccoli, but I don't want to eat broccoli soup. You know, something like that.
Is that a thing?
It is a thing.
Broccoli soup.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, geez.
Beautiful.
All right.
So where are you going with this? So what? You had to take one for the team
It was a HelloFresh meal that we had yesterday.
Sure.
Okay. Kiki, my little Kiki, she struggles to eat certain things.
Are you an ambassador for them?
No.
You talk about him a lot.
No, we're in lockdown. Our days are broken up into certain sections. There is the HelloFresh making dinner. That's one whole section of our entire day.
Yes, yeah.
And it all just revolves around that moment. You know, And actually, we could all go to bed and go, wasn't that wonderful? HelloFresh was great tonight. Our day is complete. We did ourselves proud.
So what, you're making the meal and something's gone wrong. You've taken one for the time.
Well, no, it was a mushroom-related dish. I didn't make the deal, make the meal at all. I only made the meal.
Yep.
And it was delicious.
Would have been
okay.
Good.
The meat part was delicious. All right. The mushroom part, I had to just leave it. I couldn't eat it on my plate.
You're that guy. I left it aside.
Well, and then Kiki wasn't eating hers. Oh. And Eileen said, Kiki, try the mushrooms. They're delicious. Mm-hmm. And of course, I backed it up and said, Kiki, try them. They're really good. They're good for you. They're going to make you healthy and all the rest.
Yeah, yeah.
And Kiki said, I don't see you eating your mushrooms.
Oh, so she put it out there, the bold statement.
So, you know. So I had to put those slithery looking things into my mouth. All right. I could feel them as my teeth went down on their horrible, like,
Are they slimy? Depends on
slimy,
how
slimy, rubbery sort of texture. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're kind of going, this is delicious, but really you're feeling like you want to gag. You're like, I don't want to swallow this because if I swallow it, I need to make sure I swallow fast so that there's no fear of it coming back. It was disgusting. I did it. I took it for the team. I had three mushrooms, three little guys, and then I.
The biggest question is, did Kiki eat hers after you did?
No, she didn't. No, she didn't. It's a complete waste of time.
Yes.
Even as I'm telling you right now, I can still feel that. It's a horrible feel. It's like oysters. You know, I'm the same with oysters. It's that kind of.
Really?
That kind of something like a booger sort of vibe. It's kind of the eating a bugger sort of vibe. You know,
you really have taken one for the team, but it didn't work out because Kiki, in the end, she didn't actually eat it.
No, she didn't eat it. So, yeah.
Well, that's what we're asking this morning, Illawarra. We want to find out from you. When have you taken one for the team? In Jamboree. Hi, Natalie.
Well, it wasn't me. It was my son.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like there might have been an ulterior motive. So my daughter absolutely hates getting COVID tests, and she's older than he is.
Sure.
And he said, I'll get one with you too, Marley, so you don't have to, do it by yourself. As I thought about it later on, it could have been his ploy to not have to go to school until the result comes back, right?
Well played. What's his name?
Finn.
Well, I tell you, it's well played to Finn. I tell you what, there you go. He local legend, I reckon.
Now, there's so many other kids going, hang on.
This is a good idea, yeah.
I get 48 hours off school. Hello, Mom, not feeling well. In Lake Heights, Mel's online.
All right, Mel, when did you take one for the team?
So my husband and his family and his friends all kind of have a thing that if we ever bust up that no one's taking him back, so I have to keep him to take one for the team.
Jeez. Wow. That's
the family don't want him. Nobody else wants him. She's stuck with him. That's fantastic. She's taken
it's fantastic,
one.
And it's kind of harsh.
She's taken one for the whole of humanity.
That one's got layers to that one.